Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 11, you will hear stories from our 12th collection, Foiled. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Four-Minute Showers by Dawn McCormick. Mommy, can I have some juice? Not now, Megan, I grimaced as my 5-year-old tugged on the shower curtain. Just another minute or so. Go ahead now. Drink your milk. I'll pour you some juice as soon as I'm done. But Mommy, Megan, I said I'll be right out, I answered, trying not to sound as frustrated as I felt. Go back into the living room and let me finish. She hesitated for a moment, as if trying to make up her mind whether she should argue. Then the shower curtain relaxed, and I breathed a sigh of relief. Round one, to me. But my illusion of tranquility was shattered, and anxious, I hurried up, frantically trying to rinse shampoo out of my hair, knowing she'd be returning for round two at any moment. Shower in peace? Not likely. Those words held no meaning for a single mother of a 5-year-old. No, life wasn't always like this. Just for a moment, my mind flashed back to those luxurious pre-baby 40-minute baths, complete with aromatic candles and bubbles, when I'd read and daydream and actually relax. How much I had taken for granted, and how much I had yet to learn. Now I had to plan and scheme for just a few free minutes, and even then. I thought I'd worked it out so perfectly this time. Sesame Street on TV, a full cup of milk, complete with bendy straw, of course, and best of all, her brand new Etch-a-Sketch, guaranteed to keep her spellbound for at least 10 full minutes, or so I'd thought. Mommy! My thoughts snapped back to the present as she tugged on the curtain again. I'm almost done, I promised, snatching the green vinyl barrier back into place, but not in time to stop a spray of water from cascading out onto the bathroom floor. I cleaned it up, Mommy. Cleaned it up? I thought. Cleaned what up? I burbled, shampoo dribbling down over my eyes and into my mouth. Megan! But she'd already retreated by the time I was able to see again, leaving me in a panic and hastily rinsing out the remaining shampoo. I cleaned it up, spun through my mind, and I groaned as visions of everything from ketchup-smudged rugs to depotted plants assaulted me. Knowing I'd better finish quickly, I jumped out of the shower, most likely still sporting half a bottle of shampoo. Then, taking a quick stab at drying off, I threw on my old blue robe and dashed into the living room. There she sat, at her little snack table, still watching her show, playing with her Etch-a-Sketch, and drinking her juice. Juice? Megan? Her name hung in the air as I started backing toward the kitchen. I thought I told you to wait for me to get some juice. I got it, all by myself, she responded with pride, adding as she followed me to the scene of her accomplishment, I cleaned it up. Right. The single word stuck in my throat as I surveyed the disaster before me. Near-empty plastic pitcher, recently full of apple juice, lying on its side on the edge of the counter, still dripping its remains onto the cabinet below. Sticky, wet dish towel bunched halfway into the sink. One small ocean of apple juice had been swabbed over the entire kitchen floor. Washed yesterday, of course. Oh, Megan, I announced, gritting my teeth as my bare feet squinched their way across the gooey tiles. I told you to wait. I cleaned it up, she repeated, reminding me of her defense. As my gaze traveled from the floor to the soggy dish towel and back to her big blue imploring eyes, I realized how hard she had tried. All right, honey, I sighed, giving her a hug as my anger subsided. I know you did, and you did a good job, But next time, wait until I'm out of the shower. Okay, Megan? But she had already gone, back to her juice, TV, and Etch-a-Sketch, leaving me to continue my job of being the single mother of a 5-year-old. Oh, well, I sighed. As I reached for the paper towels, I glanced at the clock to realize I was in the shower for fewer than 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes! In that short time, she'd managed to accomplish what would take me half an hour to undo. A grateful smile soon crept onto my face. I knew it could have been much worse. At least I'd gotten out of the shower when I did. With a shudder, I wondered what might have happened if I'd stayed in long enough to use the conditioner too. Copyright 2025, Dawn McCormick. Dawn McCormick, a former Spanish teacher, resides in Plainfield, Connecticut. She has been writing for many years. Short story credits include Columbus Single Scene and The Storyteller. While she is currently working on a middle grade book, she has also had considerable success with her poetry in several publications, including The Avocet, Nature, Exit 13, Travel, The Lyric, General, and Illuma, Speculative. For speculative writing, she frequently draws upon her dreams. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 12 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.